You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What do you got going on this weekend besides 10,000 dots?
And it's the thing. There's a ton of dots on not only this weekend, but next weekend and the weekend after. And I'm not one of those people that goes around and is like, oh, I'm so busy. Look at me. I'm busy, busy, busy. But truly, I was talking with Nick Nack last night. I was like, October is just stupid busy for us. I mean, there's fun fall and Halloween activities sprinkled in here, but like just stuff that needs to be done. And it's funny because like this Saturday, tomorrow, not only do we have the dot in there for what time we need to be, you know, at the eye doctor at 8:30 in the morning tomorrow, but we have a dot right after that that says what time we need to be out of there to get to the next appointment, and a dot after that appointment for when we need to get to the next appointment. So we've got time frames of when we need to leave where we're at to get to the next thing going on. And I'm like, this is just starting to get kind of silly that we're packing so much into the weekends.
Wait a minute. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So you're saying on your calendar, you would have just hypothetically eye appointment.
Yeah.
Soccer game, birthday party.
Flu shots is one of the ones we got to do this weekend.
But you also put in your calendar, leave for soccer game, leave for flu shot, leave for birthday party.
This is not something we normally do, but this month, because there's so much stuff stacked that we're trying to squeeze in, that yes, we're putting like times that we've got to leave, you know, gymnastics now by 12:30 to get to the flu shots by, you know, 12:40 essentially. So.
Oh my God, you have gone off the deep end.
I know,
my friend.
But it's like there's these things where there's only certain appointments open and available, but we've got other activities that have been booked, so we just gotta try to squeeze things in.
That's funny. You know, we've laughed before on the show. For those of you who haven't listened too long, we've laughed on the show about how different Jeremy and I are in a variety of things, and one of them is we decided we could never go on vacation together because I am very freewheeling, and I'll get up and I'll have no idea what I'm going to do on vacation that day, where Jeremy has a spreadsheet laid out with not only what to do but what time to leave to go to it and how long you can be there down to the minute before you leave to go to the next thing.
It's paying off this weekend, man.
Apparently that skill is going to work well for you in the month of October.
It truly is.
So let me ask you, do you have a little alarm that goes off at one event and you got to yell, kids, everyone
Let's
in
go.
The car, you got to be in the car in 84
wrap
seconds.
Wrap up the birthday party, wrap it up, we got to go get flu shots.
Doesn't that add undue stress that you don't need?
Well, 100% yes. I mean, I'm not happy about this, but it's just the way things are playing out this year that, you know, and now like a lot of the fall activities, I mean, I'll give you an example. We're going to go out to the Chatfield Farms for the pumpkin patch and all that. Mm-hmm. You have to now reserve times to go do those things. So say we're going at 11, but we've got dentist at 9:30. We know that we've got to be, the four of us have to be done at the dentist by 10:45 to make the drive to Chatfield Farms by 11.
Isn't that in the hands of the dental office what time you're done? You can't rip your little bib off there in the dentist chair and storm out.
Something that you just have to kind of tell them, like, hey, we got to get out of here by.
You hold up your phone. And you're like, look,
we're on a time.
10:41 and 30 seconds, we must be walking out the door.
Pretty much.
Is that right?
That's what's going to have to happen. Like, hey, we're, you know, in a hurry. It's like going to a restaurant being like, hey, we're going to be, you know, in a hurry. If you could do your best to, you know, get us in and out. And
I always wondered if servers are okay with that or if inside they grumble. Because I've wondered that before.
Yeah, they're probably fine.
Like when
with
you
it.
Sit down and say, look, we've got to be out of here by 6:45.
I would think for a server, they'd be for it because they're like, oh, cool, I can flip this table super quick. Then
sure,
get somebody else
I get
in
that.
Here. Make them tips.
I get that.
Yeah.
Do you, is there, of all the dots on your phone, have you looked at the ones that you can delete?
Yeah, there's no deleting going on, buddy.
None? There's nothing to delete. You have to do everything in October that you have on there.
Yeah, like next weekend.
God, I've deleted like three
few,
things this month.
Couple work things I got to do.
Okay.
We're going to the Springs where we had one date. You don't want to know. We're doing one date.
Now I really want to know.
We had one date open. It was the 27th. And I already this morning submitted a ticket request for four tickets to go see Guns N' Roses. So we're going to probably fill up that day pretty quick as well.
All right. I just, you know, you
sweet
might
child of mine.
You might
I was complaining about it last night. Nicole's like, you know what? We're young. We're busy. You know, there'll be a day like, you know, remember my grandmother was sitting around in her house, you know, in Iowa, and she had nothing to do and nothing was going on. You're going to wish we had these days. So I was getting a little pep talk from
Nick. Yeah, the
whole
go, go, go thing after a while catches up to you. But, you know, look, if you guys are good with it, that's fine. Why are you going to Colorado Springs?
That's...
You know what,
for Christmas in October, for some reason, Nick Nack and my sister thought it was a good idea to go visit the North Pole amusement park.
Okay, and that one you cannot cancel yourself.
I've been trying my damnedest to get out of that one.
I'm asking for dots, and you're like, there's nothing that can be taken off of the calendar. And yet, with all of this busyness, you're going to go down to Colorado
Springs.
I'm going to do the touristy Christmas thing.
I haven't been there since I was like 8 years old.
So what?
I'm curious. I don't want to be an absent father, so I'm going to go with the kids. I'm going to go, and we're going to have the time of our life.
Whatever. I don't ever want to have your life, ever. Although I will tell you, you were talking about dentists and appointments. Yeah. I will tell you something kind of funny. So I booked a trip to come back to Denver in early November. And the only thing that I had on my calendar that would be a problem was a dentist appointment. Because, you know, I'm like most people, or many people, I go every 6 months for the cleaning.
Yep.
So I noticed that as I was driving along yesterday, and I was about to drive right past the dentist office. I'm like, why call? I can just walk in. I mean, as I realized what was going on, I looked up and I saw the dentist office.
Okay.
I was driving past. So I just turned right, went in, parked, and I went in. And I said, hey, look, I'm going to be out of town. I got this appointment on such and such date in November. You know, it's a month away. And I'm thinking maybe the next week. The week after, something like that. And she looks at me, she goes, okay, I've got something in April.
Yeah.
I said, what?
Yeah, that's crazy.
She said, yeah, I've got it. My next opening is in April.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, can you put me on the cancellation list if somebody cancels? That's usually the next.
They did put me. But, you know, her cancellation list was a little hand-scrawled note on a piece of paper. Seriously. So I'm thinking, confidence is not high that I'm going to get a call.
Right.
But what I had to do was make an appointment for April.
Man, your teeth are going to need it.